Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone back with you here at Holy Spirit Radio at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend's readings are from the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's go to our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God this morning, my friends? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions at this very time? Check. And if you've answered yes to these four questions, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 through 10. And here it is. Thus says the Lord, rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just Savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our first reading from the prophet Zechariah, we are given a great message once again. Thus says the Lord, rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. My friends, when we think of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, are we shouting for joy? Or do we take him for granted? Are we rejoicing because we know that the Lord Jesus Christ did something very powerful for us in preparing us a place in heaven with our Father in heaven? And are we rejoicing? Do we shout for joy? Or is it something that we have come accustomed to in basically acting more conservatively and less spontaneous to give the Lord all the praise, honor, and glory, to really rejoice, to be glad, to be joyful, and to really celebrate the victory that our Lord has over sin and death, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ over sin and death and Satan. Do we rejoice because we know we have a Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who loves us so much that he would die on the cross for us? Do we take that for granted year after year after year? Or do we celebrate the victory that our Lord has once again over sin and death and Satan himself? The word of God says this: he shall proclaim peace to the nations. something desperately that we need today is peace throughout all nations of our world. And we know that the Lord can do it. The Word of God verifies for us that the Lord Jesus Christ shall proclaim peace to the nations. And when the Lord walked on the earth, my friends, he said to the apostles many times and to people who were there to witness his miracles and his good nature, his positive energy, his delivery of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Word of God from a Heavenly Father. Do we acknowledge the peace that the Lord has given to other people? Are we bringing peace to other people, following in his footsteps? Or do we bring something else? Maybe fear. Maybe depression. Maybe nothing. No word at all. Nothing offered. So I put this out there, my friends, because the Word of God from the prophet Zechariah affirms the proclamation of peace to the nations by our Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I must do the same to bring the peace versus a disunity, to make amends, first and foremost with God. And to be aligned with God and what God says to do and not to do. But we too have to bring the peace to everyone we come in contact with. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding can change the world. And it's up to you and I to do our parts to bring peace to other people. The Word of God from the prophet Zechariah says this: His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. And here we see the power of our Lord Jesus Christ through the prophet Zechariah, who was selected by God himself to deliver a message. And so we receive that message and gain insight, gain wisdom, to the power of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. We gain insight and we accept the fact that we must submit to our Lord, because he truly is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the breath of life. And he will have a dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. That being said, my friends, isn't it time that we make God number one and lower ourselves below our Lord Jesus Christ, submit to him because we love him, because we want to do the right thing and build that relationship with Jesus and be a role model for our children to do the same? This, my friends, is important. And the Word of God talks about the Lord, your King shall come to you. A just Savior is he, meek and riding on an ass. So the Lord will come to you and I, and he will deliver us truly and bring us to heaven. If we believe with our hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord and confess with our tongues that he is indeed the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. This, my friends, is our calling. If we want to go to heaven one day, he has prepared a place for us. And it's up to you and I to recognize the power of God in Jesus Christ. And when we talk about Jesus Christ, we honor our Father in heaven. We give him all the honor, praise, and glory. And it's powerful. Let's go to our second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 9 and 11 to 13. And here it is. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading, St. Paul delivers a great message to the people of Rome, the Romans. And he says, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you, whoever does not have the Spirit of God does not belong to him. And this is important, my friends. So are you living in the flesh today? Or are you living in the Spirit, rising above those weaknesses and vulnerable areas that are flesh-driven? God calls us to truly overcome those temptations that are rooted in the flesh. And you know, it's important because we are human beings and all can be tempted. Satan himself loves to get into our weakest area, our most vulnerable area, and draw us into those temptations. And so I ask you the question, my friends, who do you belong to, God or someone else? Who is it that you're following? What kind of circle of people do you have around you? Are they building you up or tearing you down? Are they leading you into sins of the flesh? Or are you living by the Spirit of God? The Word of God talks about being aligned with our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called, my friends, to overcome the sins of the flesh and to not live in the flesh, but to live in the Spirit. And how do we do that on a daily basis? On a day-to-day basis, how is it that we are to live in the Spirit and not in the flesh? One of the great challenges for all of us, including St. Paul himself, who has shared with us some of his own struggles, who said it is better to get married than to die and go to hell because of sins of the flesh. So it's up to you and I to make a decision to be disciplined and to follow in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, who gives us the answers. And through prayer, I think we can overcome anything. All things are possible with God. So if you're out there, my friend, struggling with addiction to sex, addiction to fentanyl, cocaine, crack cocaine, addiction to oral sex, addiction to alcohol, whatever the addiction it is that you're challenged with that keeps you in the flesh versus in the Spirit, I ask you to get on your knees and to ask God to help you to overcome this temptation, to take it away from you, and to give you a new life in Christ, prompted by the Holy Spirit, to engage in the things that are right in the eyes of God. God calls us to a higher standard, and to not live in the flesh, abusing our bodies, neglecting our bodies. God calls us to take care of our bodies as we are temples of the Holy Spirit. What is it that you are struggling with today, my friends, that only you know? And we've all been there and done that. But God calls us, my friends, to put away the old habits, take on the new, to live a life in Christ, to live for God. And it all starts with prayer. For those out there who are struggling with living in the flesh, Mother Teresa said this, because people who live in the flesh very often have no peace, no peace of mind. They're in turmoil. They're unstable. There's a lack of continuity. All kinds of situations we can use as examples. Mother Teresa said this, the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. And if we use that journey, God will help to keep us aligned and in the spirit versus in the flesh. I'll say it again, the fruit of silence. Very often, we don't take the time to just be silent. And the Word of God says in the book of Psalms, to be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Stop running around. Focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on the Word Jesus. Focus on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Focus on the Word of God, the Our Father prayer, the Hail Mary prayer, the Apostles' Creed, the Holy Rosary. Focus on the Holy Mass. Take time, my friends, to get on your knees and to pray, because the fruit of silence is prayer. And the fruit of prayer is faith. That's the way we develop a faith in God, a faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is a finisher, who died for us. We want to develop our faith in Jesus Christ. Not take it for granted. It's a gift. The Father has called us a little bit closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we move in that direction. And the fruit of faith, once we get it, is love. An ability to love other people the way God calls us to it. In the eyes of God, the second greatest commandment, to love one another. So the fruit of faith is love. Being able to love purely, honestly, respectfully, sincerely, where it's recognized between a husband and a wife, a father and a son, a mother and a daughter, family members, authenticity, authentic Christianity. God calls us to love one another. And the fruit of love is service. You will be prompted by the Holy Spirit to do service for other people out of love. And that service will bear great fruit. And that fruit will be the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that you can't buy. You may look for it, but you can't find it. It's a gift from God. And I lay that out this way, my friends, because this message from St. Paul to the Romans is powerful. And he says this, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Isn't that what we want to do? Live forever with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven? Isn't that where we want to go, to heaven? So God calls us to put to death the deeds of the body, and we will be drawn in by Satan himself to our most vulnerable area, whatever it is, our greatest weakness. I remember a woman many years ago I had met who shared with me one day in a prayer group after the group had ended that she struggled with addiction to oral sex. And with God's help, she was able to overcome it. And nothing is impossible with God. So at this moment, I invite you to get on your knees before our Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to help you to put to death the deeds of the body that keep us living in the flesh versus living in the spirit. I ask you to do this right now, my friends, to make changes, to really live for God and to make changes, not living in the flesh, in that selfishness state, but to live in the spirit as God calls us to do. It is our calling. And St. Paul, the great persecutor of the church, who was converted by our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us the pathway to do it. And he says, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you, whoever does not have the Spirit of God does not belong to him. He's referring to Jesus Christ. So if you don't belong to Jesus Christ, who is it that you and I belong to? Ask yourself that question, my friends, and today make the changes necessary, the transition necessary to go from living in the flesh to life in the spirit. Let's go to a gospel reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. And here it is. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. What a powerful message in the Gospel of Matthew it is that we are given, my friends. And we begin by the exclamation by our Lord himself when he says, "I give praise to you, Father." Lord of heaven and earth. Are you and I praising the Father? Or do we exclude him from prayer? How often do we acknowledge the Father of all mankind, our Father in heaven, who sent our Lord Jesus Christ down to earth 2,000 years ago to die for us so that we would have an opportunity to be saved from our sins and go to heaven one day, being with our Lord and our Father? The Word of God says this: for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. And you see, my friends, this is where, once again, the gospel lets us in on the secret that the little ones have a special gift. They haven't been corrupted by society, by communities, by other people. The little ones are genuine. They're real. They're honest. God calls them, you know, to come to our Lord. Do not stop the children from coming forward, the Lord's word says in the Gospel of Matthew. And the word goes on to say this: no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. And that's the relationship between the Father and the Son. The Holy Trinity, we have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And here we identify the relationship between the Father and the Son. Wouldn't it be a beautiful thing to have the Son revealed to you by the Father? The Lord makes it clear that no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him to. And I tell you, my friends, if the faith is strong and the intentions are good, God will bless you and he will reveal himself to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, his Son will reveal his Father to you. And I truly believe, for me, it happened in 1999, in my birthday week, March 19th, St. Joseph's Day. It all is focused on our faith. How strong is your faith today, my friends? God calls us to a higher level of faith. And he says this: come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Are you resting today as you listen to this radio program? Are you tired of running around? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired and challenged with addiction or incarceration or gambling, drugs, alcohol, sexual promiscuity? What is it that you need in your life? God says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. This weekend, I challenge you, my friends, to get on your knees and to thank God for the moment and to ask him for more time to rest in the Spirit. Ask him to help you to change your life so that you who are laboring greatly and are burdened, the Lord himself will help you to get some good rest, to change your life. Redesign it into a life in Christ where you are not burdened. And he says to me, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. What can you and I learn from our Lord Jesus Christ? How much can we learn? It's powerful. It's endless. It's infinite. So this weekend, my friends, I ask you to take the time to really pray to our Lord and to open up that relationship. God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next time here on Clear for Takeoff at Holy Spirit Radio. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.